Before I end this episode, I want to talk a little bit about Anchor. Anchor is what I use for my podcast. I use it to upload and sometimes edit my audio, and it's really a great app. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. I like Anchor not only because it's free, it's really simple to use, and this is how my podcast got started. Anchor is the reason that I wanted to start making a podcast. The uniqueness of the app and how easy it was to use just really motivated me to try to test this out. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
As of 2017, suicide rates have risen. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., with an estimate of almost 45,000 suicides a year, almost 123 a day. As this tragedy strikes us, we can't help but wonder, why are suicide rates so high? What could push someone to the brink of wanting to end their own life? What can we do to help? We ponder these questions and consider the type of world we live in today. I'm Danielle, and you're listening to Utterly Ordinary.
If you're sensitive to topics such as suicide, depression, anxiety, or any mention of mental disorders, we highly recommend that you do not listen to this podcast as we talk about these subjects. Hey everyone, so it's currently 9:15, January 29th, and as the night carries on, as we get later and later, of course, thoughts that usually you wouldn't think about during the day come up, and it's just kind of things that we don't talk about enough. At this time, we're going to start talking about things like suicide, depression, anxiety, things like this that no one mentions or we only joke about. Suicide is such a sensitive topic. Getting past all the jokes, we uncover deeper and darker thoughts and stories about it. Nowadays, we live in a world where everyone thinks it's wrong to be sensitive. Everyone thinks that everyone nowadays is just a baby, or they expect a participation trophy. You've probably heard that term a lot. I have, on the daily, really. As that gets regulated, people start to think that when someone reports, like, an incident of bullying, they think that the kid is overreacting or the kid's being too sensitive. And so these kids, from elementary school to high school and to college, they get away with bullying and harassment because they think that we're too sensitive. And that's really not fair at all. Before, I can remember, schools had talks against bullying. They would tell the students that you could always come talk to a teacher, a counselor, a principal. But now, telling someone, even if you're in high school or elementary school, going and telling a staff member or an administrator, they automatically think that you're just blowing it over the top. Some people, even some teachers now, they see you as a snitch, or they see you as a big baby, and they just blow it off. They just pretend like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, come talk to me if it happens again. And you realize when they say this that they don't actually mean it. So the bullying continues. Besides bullying, we've made it far in self-confidence. Nowadays, you'll see many self-confident posts. They feel better about themselves. We've gotten so far in subjects like that, but there is still the struggle of depression or anxiety or other mental disorders that contribute to suicide rates. Since 2005, depression has risen about 18%. In 2015, an estimated 322 million people lived with depression.
but not everyone gets treatment for it. And we never know exactly why, but if you were to ask someone, you'd probably get answers like, we don't have money to go to the doctor, or my family doesn't believe I actually have depression, things like that. Those are reasons, but there's also that this treatment that they're getting isn't great. It's not to the level that we need it to be. A lot of government health budget funding is only 3% on mental health. The rest of it goes to physical health. And it's just a lot. It's really hard to explain. It's too much. I know I sound like I'm at a complete loss for words, because I really am. I'm so passionate on subjects like this, and it feels like this is not getting the attention that it needs. It's something that everyone should be aware of, whether they're going through something like this or not. They should know about it. They should be educated on it. And although all of this is so late night and barely planned out, which usually I try to plan these things out when I talk about this kind of stuff so I can get all of what I want to say out there, but it's hard to talk about. It really is. Because I've been through a major depression before. Of course, I was a whole lot younger, and people didn't exactly take that seriously, but still, it was still something that I went through, and although I'm glad that I had somebody at that time to help me out, it wasn't, sometimes I didn't feel like it was enough. People just thought I was moody or a brat, or I was over exaggerating, like I talked about before. It really did happen. It's not just nothing, just something that I'm putting away because it's my past. I think about this all the time. I think about how I went through stuff like that. I want to help people get out of those spots. I want people to know that people may not, you know, take you seriously, but you are valid. What you're feeling is valid, and you do not have to go through things like this alone. You really don't. You may not be able to talk to the people that are in your immediate life, but there are people that you can talk to, whether they are right next to you or whether they're online. Online therapists are now becoming a thing. Just things like that. I know we're straying from the topic of suicide in general, but all these factors contribute. So I don't know if you guys have heard of an app called Amino. I think they call it Amino Groups and Chats now, or before it was Communities and Chats. Anyway, before they made that, they had individual little Aminos for different topics, different interests like music or writing, things like that. And then now they have it in one big bundle app, you know, so you can access every community you're a part of there. And they made it available for users to make their own communities. Well, about a year and a half ago, I made one called Support Amino. It's grown amazingly. But as I've had that Amino and as I've been a leader of it, it's really not only your personal experience, but you get to see what other people are going through, because that Amino is solely based on talking to people and helping them out, and other people getting help they need by talking to people who have gone through these kind of things, or directing them in the right direction to a therapist, or just help in general, things like that. And as you just scroll through the posts and you read what they write about, it's a lot. You know, everybody has a different situation, and just, you'll see them blog about wanting to commit suicide, and sometimes it seems like it's over the smallest things. But then, as you go through their profile, or as you start talking to them to try to talk them out of something like that, you realize how deeper it goes, and how flawed this world is, trying to talk to people about this kind of stuff, and they just act like it's not that big of a deal, or they straight up make jokes about it, and they don't take you seriously at all. And in this Camino, I have a team of people who, some of them are leaders, and some of them are called curators. And the amount of people we have talked out of suicide is overwhelming. But we're striving every day to make sure these people get the help that they need, and to make sure that they know that there are people out there who will listen to them and will help them get their life back on track and get pointed in the right direction, and continuing to get help or continuing their life in general. While we still have a long way to go with, you know, jokes like "I'm gonna kill myself" or "you should kill yourself" or the most recent famous Logan Paul, which I really don't like to say his name or mention him, and whether or not he's coming back and his suicide prevention is actually serious, that's a whole nother topic. We're not going to get into that, but we still have a long way to go. That is actually, you know, that's a prime example of this not being taken seriously enough. I know this is going to be, it's kind of a strong opinion, not everyone's going to agree. That's fine. Me personally, I ended up watching the video just a little bit after it was uploaded because there was such a ruckus going on about it that I decided to look at it for myself, and it's just, it's a lot. It was a lot. I'm not going to lie. I know he's trying to come back, he's trying to recover from this deep downfall with suicide prevention. He wants to start talking about that and raising awareness for it. And that's a step. Whether he's doing this for views or not, I don't know. If he's not, I applaud him. That's a step in the right direction. That's a step to getting everybody more aware of what's going on. But like I said, just people need to be more aware of what's going on. People need to be more educated. They need to know when to look for signs of when people seem depressed or seem like they could in fact be suicidal, and to not take those claims lightly, whether that person acts like they're going to commit suicide and they lie about it often. I know that happens. I know it's hard to differentiate sometimes when you've experienced that a lot, because on support of Mina, we have had that problem in the past, of course. But every case still gets treated the same. We still take it seriously, we still talk to the user, and we still point them in the right direction to getting help or to talking to someone that would make them feel more comfortable if we can't provide enough emotional support at that time, you know, because we're online and it's not face-to-face, and it's, to some people, it's not as comforting. To others, it's better than talking to people that they know in real life. It's easier. To some people, it's just not the same. I really think everyone would definitely benefit from school starting, you know, classes or holding talks about these kind of things, because they don't touch on them as much as they should. These kids need help. These kids need to know what to do. Especially when a family member or friends won't be there for you. They need a place that makes them feel safe, which should be a school. You know, that's not always the case, but should be is the key word here. So it's only 9:48, still getting late for me personally, so I think we're gonna have to just end it there. This was just something that I really wanted to talk about. It was just something that had been crossing my mind lately, among the many other things that I've failed to plan out and give valid reasoning and whatnot for it. But I think that'll be it for tonight. I really want to thank you guys for listening and helping out. I know I haven't posted anything in the past week or so. I've just been kind of a little slump. It's just been hard for me to manage my time as I get back on my feet and get stuff working again. So thanks for being patient with this. Utterly Ordinary was created and written by Danielle. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at UO the Blogger for tweets or upcoming podcast events, or check out our page on vocal.media. We're still working on that one, so please be patient as we grow together. Thanks for listening.